The English language was intentionally crafted in ways that seemed to keep us in a lower vibration, subtly disconnecting us from the deeper meanings of the words we use daily. Words, in essence, are spells. That's why we're taught spelling in school. Every sound we utter carries an energetic resonance, leaving an imprint that radiates out into the ether as sound energy, contributing to the very fabric of reality as we perceive it. Consider these examples. To endure the weekdays, you need to be in a weak daze. Notice the double meaning of week and days. Identical sounds, distinct spellings. Similarly, the word weekend sounds almost identical to weakened. So each time we mention the weekdays, we're unconsciously casting a spell of living in a weakened, dazed state. By the time the weekend arrives, many are indeed weakened, drained by routines and work that often don't serve our soul's purpose. Even the word job can be revealing. Often standing for just over broke, it encapsulates a state of surviving rather than thriving. And each morning, you may find yourself in mourning, grieving the loss of your time, energy, and potential. Through our language, we continually reinforce these patterns, shaping our experience in ways we might not immediately realize.